When you see the statistics of a crisis like global warming, it can be difficult to understand its impacts. You're also less likely to develop empathy for war or famine that's happening half a world away. But when it happens in your neighborhood, you take notice. And when it happens to you, you'll never forget it. Taking all of our big ideas and funneling them down into a story that has resonance for a single audience, that is the topic on today's episode of Video Production Daily. The only way I know how to have an impact on one person is to tell a story about one person. One of the things we're often trying to do in commercial storytelling is find the right hero. If you can tell a story with a hero and that hero goes through a transformation during your story, that is the same transformation that your audience is then going to have empathy for and want to make in their own lives. This is the core principle of finding the right business success story or customer testimonial. What you really want to do is set the brand that you're working with up for success by finding the right hero and telling their story. Now, why do we do that? Because it's so difficult to get people to resonate with really big ideas. When you're creating a product for the marketplace, people don't really care about how it affects tens of thousands of people, but they're hyper interested in how it's going to affect their lives or what it can do for them. And you can show them the impact it's going to have by putting them in someone else's shoes and showing the impact on a single person. This is one of those principles that works perfectly as you talk about it in hypothesis, but when it gets practical, it can get difficult. It's really easy to do this when you're talking about a B2B customer success story. You simply feature a business that's adopted a new technology or product and show how their business is transformed, making them the hero. It can be more difficult when doing things like covering an event and trying to show the experience that thousands of people had all in a common arena. But it doesn't mean that it's any less important when covering that event to focus on the experience had by one person if what you're trying to do is convince people that they should seek after a similar experience. Now, why one person? Well, statistics don't sell, and we learn about that over and over in marketing research. Now, it's true that there's a ton of opportunity in telling these stories and getting really good at expressing the human impact of any story. But more than that, it gives you the opportunity to create thematically powerful content, to really focus on the themes and how they influence a single individual. The experience of David Railton has always helped me understand this principle more fully. David Railton, a little-known historical figure who was a chaplain in World War I. He fought on the front lines and he spent a lot of time with the dead and the dying. And David Railton came across something one day that had an impact on him and an impact on many nations from that point forward. He came across a grave with a cross with a simple inscription that said, "An unknown British soldier." The anonymity of that soldier really struck David in a powerful way. David became an advocate for creating memorials to unknown soldiers. Now we see the tomb of the unknown soldier in Arlington, and now you see dozens of countries across the world that have adopted a similar pattern of saluting their fallen heroes. Now Ronald Reagan gave a speech about the unknown soldier, and I think Ronald Reagan, when giving the speech, really understood the unifying power that the story about a single unknown person could have, because it gave you one individual to consider, one individual to have emotional resonance with, rather than trying to consider an entire nation of soldiers. So with a little historical context, I wanted to share this clip with you just so that you can notice how masterfully Ronald Reagan is to take this great idea of boys growing up in America, going to war and giving their lives, down to the experience of a single unknown soldier.
The unknown soldier who has returned to us today and whom we lay to rest is symbolic of all our missing sons. About him, we may well wonder, as others have. As a child, did he play on some street in a great American city? Or did he work beside his father on a farm out in America's heartland? Did he marry? Did he have children? Did he look expectantly to return to a bride? We'll never know the answers to these questions about his life. We do know, though, why he died. He saw the horrors of war, but bravely faced them. Certain his own cause and his country's cause was a noble one, that he was fighting for human dignity, for free men everywhere. We can be worthy of the values and ideals for which our sons sacrificed, worthy of their courage in the face of a fear that few of us will ever experience, by honoring their commitment and devotion to duty and country.
Now, this is certainly a solemn example, and it deserves a lot of reverence and respect. Now, the theme is very human, and perhaps it's given you the opportunity to consider the impact that war has on a single soldier. And although this is a unique theme, I don't feel like the communication tactic is unique. I feel like taking any message and boiling it down to the impact that it has on a single individual can help the idea more fully resonate with any audience. Certainly, it's a skill and an opportunity to be able to take a complex idea and tell a story about a single human individual so that it resonates with an audience and you can drive them to action. And since we did share that clip with a solemn and reverent and respectful theme, it's a great reminder to keep themes at the center of what you do to unlock the power of human potential to do good things with your media. I encourage all of you to make great stuff, to go out there and tell unique stories that are going to move people to action. Thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Video Production Daily.